In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is reassuring Coloradans that they'll be able to vote safely and is warning against voter intimidation. Weiser says intimidation can include blocking voters from entering a polling place or dropping off a ballot in a box. He says it can also include yelling at a voter or giving them false information.
Law enforcement takes this seriously. Voting intimidation, it's a crime and subject to prosecution.
Weiser says anyone who witnesses or is the target of voter intimidation should contact their local law enforcement or county clerk. The northwestern mountains in Colorado are now facing three new wildfires, including one that forced evacuations west of Longmont this weekend. Lou Cordova evacuated Saturday. She says that at first she thought the smoke she saw from the back porch was from another fire near Fort Collins.
It just looked like a bomb went off because it was just fuming and rolling and the winds were coming in, and it was awesome and terrifying at the same time.
The Calwood fire was less active on Sunday. It has burned almost 9,000 acres and is 15% contained. We'll expect smoke in the Boulder area until around midnight tonight. Overnight lows in Metro Denver should be in the mid to upper 40s. Mid-40s for Grand Junction, only the mid-20s around Craig, about 40 in Montrose. Right now it's 58 degrees in Denver, 63 in Minturn, 70 in Palisade.